And if someone offered you food and you didn't want any, what would you say?
I'd just say thanks. I didn't care for any.
What do you call food that you eat one day and then have the next day too?
Leftovers.
It's not too bad the second day, is it? Uh-oh. Oh, that third.
Third day, huh?
Does your wife ever take cornmeal and boil it in water?
Yeah.
What do you call it when you do that to it?
Well, she can make mush out of it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. She loves it. I know.
You sure don't have to chew that, do you?
No.
What are grits?
Well, it's just, I don't know, cornmeal, I think. Oh, I can see them.
Is it just the same as cornmeal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I figure just like you do mush, it's...
If something isn't artificial, you'd say, no, that's not artificial, that's... I don't think I got the right word there.
Well, if it isn't artificial, it must be real.
Uh-huh. How about a belt? If it's not artificial leather, you'd say that's not artificial leather, that's...
I'd say it is a makeshift.
No, I was thinking instead of artificial, it's...
be pure leather then.
Uh-huh. You ever use genuine or genuine?
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
genuine.
Is that a common...
Genuine one? Leather, yeah.
It's kind of hard to get it too, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, sure is.
Do you have sand plums around here?
I don't know. I have plums.
What does your wife do with those?
She makes jelly.
That's something I think people are doing less and less of, but should do more and more.
That's right.
And did you buy anything in bulk when you were a boy, or did you all get it all by the sack?
Well, yeah, we bought price mark book stuff.
What sort of things did you buy that way?
Well, we used to buy meal in books. Mm-hmm. We used to buy coffee in books a long time ago. Then they call it packages.
Yeah. In bulk then meant that you'd buy it not in a package. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. See, they'd weigh it out in a sack.
Uh-huh.
But now then they had it already weighed.
Mm-hmm. Was a sack ever called anything else when you were a boy?
Yeah. Croaker. Well, that's a toe sack. Croaker sack.
Croaker sack for a toe sack.
Mm-hmm.
How about a paper one?
Well, they called it paper bags. Paper pokes.
Pokes, huh? If a friend of yours had a couple of apples and he was sitting over there and you wanted one, what would you say to him? When he's a close friend, you know him well.
I'd just say, give me one of them apples. Probably put a whole lot more to it. He's a close friend.
And if he had just one apple there and had his knife out and you wanted him to give you half of it, what would you say to him?
I'd say, whack up there, buddy. That's old army stuff, you know.
Yeah.